News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. He'll take care of the archive in about 10 minutes from now. So if you miss any portion of our interview or you want the websites repeated, you can go to WKOK.com, click on our podcast page, and he'll have taken good care of that. In the studio with us now, Ellen Ruby is back. She's executive director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. Welcome back.
Good morning.
I really do appreciate you coming in. I just think there's so much to talk about. I'm going to have you back in 2 months, and we're just going to do a brain dump about everything that's going on up there.
That'd be great.
We'll do that. And then Lynn Ragusa is back. She is wearing a different hat today, executive assistant of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. She's one of the key staffers there that makes sure everything keeps going and the glue's glued together and the pieces are happening and the numbers are numbered, right?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. And thank you for coming in. All right. Well, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, if folks aren't familiar with what happens behind the nice door up there on Main Street, what's in the office? What do you do?
Well, right now we're busy planning and promoting all kinds of events that are going to happen starting on November 29th.
Well, let's do the list. That's one of your primary purposes. I do want you to reiterate the mission of the LDP, but let's do that list on the 29th if something good happens up there.
Oh, sure. So we start right now. We have a holiday shopping pass that's out, and you can find those in and most of the stores in downtown Lewisburg. That offers 15% off one item at all of the participating merchants that are listed on the back of the pass. And that is good for November 29th and November 30th. And November 30th is, of course, Small Business Saturday, which there are local holiday specials in multiple stores. So there's lots and lots to do on November 30th in downtown Lewisburg.
So you have the pass. You visit everywhere, I assume?
Do I?
No, well, I know you do. But
So, yes, you can. So basically, here's one of the passes. What it is the having the pass, and it will be on our website as well, entitles you to 15% off a single item at each of the participating merchants. There are some exclusions for by merchant, and there are over 40 merchants listed. You can go into each one of those businesses and get 15% off one item.
Wow.
It's a really unique thing that we do in downtown Lewisburg. We also have a pass during the Ice Festival. So
okay, well, super. Retro, Purity Candy, Threading Love. I mean, everybody gets something from somewhere at Lewisburg in the next month or so. And so why not use the holiday pass? And you can pick these up at the stores.
At the stores, yes.
So right there, when you walk into the store, there's a 15% discount on one thing in that store right off the bat.
Right, good for, yes, good on November 29th and 30th.
Okay,
yes.
Well, great. Okay, so that's the holiday pass. Those start to be available on the 29th and 30th, and what is happening on the 30th? I see you have something down there.
Right, Small Business Saturday. Well, there are all kinds of things going on downtown, and there'll be specials throughout the downtown. Go to your favorite shops and find out what's going on.
All right, so Small Business Saturday is there, and then on December 5th is the holiday tree lighting in Hoofnagle Park. What happens there? We'll ask Lynn to tell us what, in addition to the lighting, what else is happening there?
Well, you know what? This is actually I'm newer to town, so this will actually be my first year going to the lighting. So, Ellen, why don't you tell me?
No problem. We always have high school students from Lewisburg Area High School come in, and the chorus comes in, sings Christmas carols. There's generally a reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I'm sure that I will once again be able to get our mayor, Judy Wagner, to speak, which she usually does, prior to flipping the switch and lighting the big tree in the park.
Okay. So, and this is just a fun downtown tradition. I mean, kind of romantic, I guess I'm trying to think of it. Maybe I'm not getting the right word, but it's certainly a rich tradition in the downtown.
It is, and it's something that's happened for years where the Thursday after Thanksgiving, we all just kind of gather in the park and flip the switch on and watch the big tree light up.
All right, and that is Hoofnagle Park, 7 p.m. on December 5th, which is a Thursday, as you mentioned. And then the next night, Friday night, late night shopping.
Yes, late night shopping. So that's, again, again, another tradition that has become a really fun and exciting night in downtown Lewisburg. So it usually, most of the stores are open till midnight. Starting somewhere around 5, 6 o'clock, you can start stopping in and checking out what's going on. There's live music, there's specials, promotions, there's refreshments at a lot of the stores, and
very
it's kind of
festive feel. Really festive feel in the downtown area.
Right, and there'll be some music and some wassail available somewhere.
Yes.
A resourceful person will find that. And so I mean, people are familiar with late night shopping. And Lewisburg stores typically close at 5 o'clock. So if you drive through that night just incidentally and you see the stores are open, you know something's cooking because everything is open and everybody's excited. And there's a lot, and tons of people go to this. So
it's like a party on the street. Yes, there's crowds. So it's fun.
Right,
it's a lot of fun.
This will be fun. And then the next day, Saturday, is the running of the Elves 5K. Tell us about that.
Well, that's another tradition, and it's not an LDP event, but it's an event we promote because it happens in downtown Lewisburg. And as I understand, a lot of people dress up to as Santa's helpers.
Is that the night race? I'm not sure. I know you have some nighttime races.
It's earlier in the day. I know that they ran past my house last year, and it just made my day watching all these elves run past my house. I think I went out onto the porch and cheered people on. It was so much fun.
Oh, they have a number of people dressed like elves. Okay.
Lots. Everyone. It's so festive
and
fun.
It's a blast. Okay, super. All right, then a week later is Breakfast with the Grinch. That's Saturday at the Lewisburg Club. Is that an LDDP event?
That is a Sunset Rotary event, and they have held that event for years, do a wonderful job. The Grinch is there, and several other folks from the town of Whoville, is that?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I believe usually show up, and so that's another event you don't want to miss. And I believe you can find information on their Facebook page for that event.
Well, and that's a fun event. I've been to that. Lewisburg Victoria Nutcracker at River Stage Theater at 2 and 7 p.m. Tell us about that, if you would, Lynn.
Oh, sure, because I'm actually in that with my daughter. So we've been practicing now for a long time and really looking forward.
Rehearsing.
What did I say?
Practicing,
rehearsing. Yes, but we've been working with Strictly Ballet, and they're going to put on a beautiful performance. I'm so excited to be part of it.
And what are you portraying or doing in your daughter?
We are father and son in the party scene. It's quite interesting. I can't wait.
Not exactly typecasting, so.
I can't wait. We're going to take some father-son photos.
Oh, good. Okay. You got it going on. All right, super. Well, and the father in your family, Dr. Ragusa, he'll be in the audience watching,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
okay.
He will.
Super. All right. Well, we know him from interviews. December 21st, Santa comes to the Campus Theater from noon to 2 p.m. At 2 p.m., there's a bike giveaway sponsored by Buffalo Valley Kiwanis Club. 2 p.m., also immediately following the giveaway, is a free holiday movie. Do we know which movies on the theater?
I don't have the list of movies yet. The campus is working on that, and something to note is that throughout the holiday season, the Campus Theater offers free movies. And if you watch their website, and we'll have it on ours once we have that information as well, you can find out what the dates and the titles of those movies are. They're sponsored by numerous organizations. I know Evangelical Community Hospital sponsors one of them. Buffalo Valley sponsors one of them. There's a number, and you can find what those shows are and what the dates are.
Oh, the Buffalo Valley Kiwanis Club. Okay. and others are involved in the sponsorship of those. And then finally, on December 31st, you have a rockin' New Year's Eve party at the Children's Museum, 5 to 7 p.m., so it's before midnight. Or
well,
there
it's
is one.
Midnight London time.
Oh.
So that is why they celebrate at, I believe,
yeah,
the 7 p.m.
7 p.m. is when Big Ben chimes for New Year's in London, so it's a London-themed New Year's party.
All right. Well, fabulous. Okay. So you have all of these events going on. There's free parking throughout the downtown throughout this whole period. So give me a sense of the camaraderie and the holiday spirit that will be pervasive. I think I'm getting a sense of it already.
Oh, well, there's so much fun during the holidays, and our merchants, our residents, the nonprofits in Lewisburg, the businesses, all kind of come together, and we promote each other's events. We want to make sure we get the word out about what's going on in downtown, and it's just, I think it's a fun time.
All right. Well, this is a great opportunity for folks to just to have a blast. The mission of Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, if folks don't recall that, repeat that and just tell folks what you're up to. I mean, these making sure that all of these events are glued together and folks are aware of them is very common, but tell us what else you do.
Well, sure. We work to ensure that downtown remains the heart and soul of Lewisburg. It's important to us that that we're a cultural and economic magnet for the entire region. And we definitely see that a successful and thriving downtown Lewisburg supports the entire region the same way a good economic environment throughout the region supports the downtown.
All right, LewisburgPA.org is
.com.
.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got that going on. Any big additions? I know we had talked about the holiday lights in Lewisburg. I see there are some strung up, so there will be some lights there.
Yeah, there are lights. This year we have the same lights as last year, which we are currently working on a project. We have a design committee that is working on a project to basically check out what our options are to go bigger and better. And what the, you know, how we can do that in a fiscally responsible and sustaining way.
Okay.
So that's on our list. That is a 2020 project, part of our strategic planning that we're doing right now.
Typical Lewisburg, go big or go home.
Yeah.
Why not?
One of the other things just to mention is we have been working on a directory, so like a map of the downtown. Three, 4 years ago, you'd go into stores, you could find that, and it would, you know, the kind that helps you locate where the different stores are, where the restaurants are, where the boutiques are, things like that. So just this year, we have worked with a locally residing but internationally known artist, her name's Cornelia Carpenter, to design our new directory. And we are currently, they've just been shipped. We're going to have them in the stores next week.
Wow.
And it's a really neat piece. So
well, when you get the first one in, or we're in the store, invite me up there in the afternoon. We'll do a quickie update on that and get that going.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Get some coverage going.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Yeah. I still don't know where Jilly's Lilies is. I've looked for it. I'm having a terrible time finding
it. It's on the map.
Oh,
it's
good.
You will be
map,
able
yes.
to find it now.
It's a miracle. All right. Well, believe it or don't, our 10 minutes is up. We'll give you an additional remark. Anything to add? A final statement?
Hey, just come downtown Lewisburg. Come enjoy the holidays, and we'd love to see everybody there.
All right. Thank you. Ellen Ruby's Executive Director, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. I'll see her next week, and we'll hear from her again in 2 weeks or 2 months when we have her back in for 20 minutes, and we're going to talk about the whole mission of LDP and what's coming up in 2020. So she'll be back. Lynn Ragusea here, Executive Assistant at the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership these days. So we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.